Okay, we are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning the two dots on the top. We are talking about the different type of, explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says certain things you're allowed to use for wicks, and certain items you're not allowed to use for wicks, or you're not allowed to use for oil, for fuel. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Elu She'omru Eimad Likehem Behem of Shabbos. All those that we said, say the wicks, say the fuel, we said you're not allowed to light with them on Shabbos. But you can make like a big fire with them. You need like a fireplace or a big fire for your light. That you're allowed to use. You're not worried about Shem Yichat on those. Say if you want to warm yourself by this fire or if you want to use it for light. Say if it's in the karka, say if it's top of the oven. The only issue is to use this thing as a psilo. But to use this as all those minim that were used as that were no good to be a wick, if they're used as firewood, that's fine in a big fire. It's not a problem. All those things that we said, like, you know, lechesh, psilos ha'idon, psilos ha'midbar, all those things are fine to use when you're making a big fire. That's not a problem. Because since the one lights from each other, they all light very well. They all burn very well. Just if it's one single wick, that's where it's a problem. So, it said in the Mishnah that you can't use for your nearest Shabbos, you can't use Shem and Kik. Now, what is Shem and Kik? Believe is Shem and Kik. My Shem and Kik. Tomorrow's going to have three Pshatim. I asked all the Yardei Hayam, all the people that go down the rivers. There's a bird in the far off cities. The Kik Shemoy. The bird's name Kik. And we're talking about the fat from this bird. It turns the fat, can be turned into oil. That oil is no good for Neiris Shabbos. But it's very hudo, I mean, what's kick? That's mishcha de kaza. It's oil from cotton. I guess what we call cotton seed oil. Probably something like that. It's oil from cotton, that's no good. Rashlokash amar, kikoyin de yoina. It's oil that comes from the tree called kikoyin de yoina. That was the tree that Yoina Hanavi sat under. In the Sefer Navi, of Yoina, we see the Kikoyin de Yoina. It was the Yoina type of tree. And then we'll elaborate a little bit about that tree now. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, L'di Chazali, I saw this type of tree, Kikoyin de Yoina. V'litzululiva Domi. It's similar to a tree called Suliva. Umidapashki Rabbi. It grows in the swamps. V'apumchanusa Madni Yosei. And the store owners, they hang it over their stores to give them shade. It's obviously a very wide tree and smells good, Rashi says. Umipartzadinu avdi mishcha. And from the pits of this tree, they make oil. Uvam foyi, and in the leaves, naichin kol brichi de marava. All the people who are sick in Eretz Yisrael, they use this for shade. That's a kikoyin de yoina. So kik has three pshatim. Either it means a certain type of bird, or it means cotton seed oil, or it means the oil that comes from the tree, kikoyin de yoina. Omer Rabba. Now the more it gets a general thing about the wicks. Omer Rabba. Psilosh omer chacham eimad likem em Shabbos. What's the reason for that? We never said the reason yet clearly. All those psilos, why can't you use them for Neir Shabbos? Zokti gemar, why? Pesha or misach seches behem. It means the light jumps. That's literally what it means. And it means it flickers and it goes up and down. It's not constant. It's not such a geshma. The wick, since it's not made with good material, it jumps. The flame jumps. Why aren't the fuels that we said good? All those oils no good. You know why? They don't get soaked into the wick good enough. And sometimes you have to push it towards the wick to light better. So Rashi learns that what's the problem? That if it flickers or if it doesn't get absorbed into the wick, what's the problem? The problem is, osila hatas. Maybe you're gonna see it's not lighting good and you're going to come, it bothers you, the Neir Shabbos not lighting good, you're going to come to Imata. You're going to come to move it a little bit and Shaila Vavara. That's how Rashi learns. There's a Tosfos Hashanim on this Amid that says, it's a touch on later on. It says, "Rivam Pirish the Hod Amal Elam Shachan Achab Psila Loi Mishum Hashem Yata Loi Mishum Hashem Yata Ela Hashem Yechab of Leka Shalim Bayis." He says different problem. You know what the problem is? Worried on Shabbos, going to go out and not going to have Shalim Bayis. You're going to eat the Shabbos food in the dark. That's why we want you to make good wicks, because we're scared that even small chances to go out to be a problem of Shalom Bayis. That's what the Tais Shalom learns. So we learn two Pshatim really. The words of the Gemara is because it flickers or because it doesn't get absorbed into the Psila. What's the reason? So Rashi learns it's a Shalom Shema Yata, and Tais Shalom learns that because it might go out and it'll be a Chasar and a Shalom Bayis. So the Gemara Vaita. Boi Mnei Abaya Miraba. These oils that the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah says you cannot use for Neres Shabbos, are you allowed to put it in some good oil, the oil that's kosher to use for Shabbos? Are you allowed to mix it with those oils? And it seems like that will help, that won't have the problem of the, it'll take away the problem of the other oils. What's the Shaila? If it's good, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is like this. Migaz Rinan. They make a gzera, dilma osu lad luka renayu. We make a gzera, you might use the no good oils by itself without mixing it. If you allow them to do it with mixing it, people won't chop. They'll say, oh yeah, you can use this oil. They won't chop, so it's a gzera. Oh, well, there's no gzera. That's a shayla. They're a gzera or not. It means if you add some good oil to the oils that are no good, and that makes it work, really. Shayla is the gzera ought to if you didn't add good oil. Amalei emad likim. You cannot use the shem and pasul no matter what, even if you add some oil to it. My time. What's the reason? Fish emad likin. Because since you're not allowed to light it by itself, so it's a gzeira otu that case. That's what Rashi learns means. Fish emad likin is, of course, since you're not madlikin if we're out mixing it. Therefore, even if you mix it, we don't allow it because it's a gzeira. Eisvei, Abai is an asakasha on this. Asakasha. Eisvei, Korach dovash emad likin boy. Agavi dovash emad likin boy. The Brisa says, if you wrap a wick that's good for hadlaka on top of something that's not good for hadlaka, ein madlikin boy. You are now let I use that for hadlaka. You mix the two things together, now I'll do it. Moshe Gamila Emer Shabbos Abba Yekarchem Psila Al Gabe Egoyz. They used to use a psila that's kosher for Shabbos and wrap it around the egoyz, which is a nut, which is no good for psila madlikin. And there used to be madlik. So what do you see? Ktani mi is madlikin. You see, Rav Shimon Gamil says, you could be madlik even though it's mixed together, a psila that's good, and a psila that's no good, like an egoiz. So we see, even though you're using something that's no good, and maybe a gzera, still, you're allowed to do it. Ktani mi is madlikin. So Zok Tumar Amalei, Adam Oysel, Rav Shimon Gamil, you bring me a kash of Shimon Gamil. What do you mean? Tanakama says that, a madlikin boy. So Tanakama is right to me. Why? I hold the Tanakama. What's the problem? Only the Moisli Shimon Gamil. See no Tanakama. Bring me a ride from Tanakama. So it's my holy kasha. That's not shver because the second Mandiyama has a Maisa Rav. He brings that his base Abba was Noyeg Azay. Maisa Rav. And therefore the kasha is from Shimon Gamil. That Lachayra we call Malkaim kasha. See from Shimon Gamil with a Maisa Rav that used to wrap the psila on top of an ego. So you see, you could mix a wick that's no good, then use it. Zokhtar Ramay Lav Lahadlik. Isn't it talking about being madlik, the psila that's no good, that's good on top of a psila that's no good? So you see, it's a raya. You know what they used the eggers for? Not, the eggers wasn't used as a wick. It wasn't like a good wick on top of a no good wick and using it together to burn the fire. The eggers was just there, the nut was just there to float. It's like a floating wick, just to make it float. In the shemen, loy lahakvoyis, was just made to help it float. That's all, and that's what Shimon Gamil was saying. For tomorrow, lahakvoyis, my time with Tanakama. If it's just made to float, why would Tanakama argue on that? So tomorrow, you're right. There's no Tanakama here. Kulor Shimon Gamil here. Bechsuri mechsur. V'achtan. Just read the brisa. Karach dava shemad likimba. Agavi dava shemad likimba. Eimad likimba. If you mixed two wicks, one wick that's good with a wick that's no good, you're not allowed to use a fired locker. Like we just said before, because according it's like a riot to Rabbah. We bring a riot to Rabbah from this din. Medvar murim lahadlik, it's only to use that fired locker. Ava lahakvoy is but to use it for floating, then it's mutter. Then it's mutter. Shemar Shemir Leim, Rashi Beis Abba, Yukarachim Psila Gaviya goes. Rashi Gamil used to say that was the minig of his fathers to be wrapped the psilo on top of egoys and light it that way. So upon him, you see from here, so to recap what we just learned, that Rabbi said if you mix good oil in the no good oil, it's no good because of a gzeira. And we see, Lamaisa, that's by psilo also. If you wrap a good psilo with a no good psilo and you light a wick like that, it's no good. the case of shaving a meal, that wasn't a that was a good wick. You just used the knot for floating. Frank the Gemara, a different kasha of Rabba's shita that it's also to do. It's also to mix two oils. Any va'omer Rav Bruno Amar Rav, just a little like dumb for next Gemara. Chelev that's congealed, that's basically mivuy in the Mishnah. That's no good for fuel. Chelev is congealed is no good. It says v'loy bechelev, v'alya v'loy bechelev. Now, if you melt the chelev, so then maybe it should be good because melted chelev already is like oil. If it's already liquidized, then it's mamash like oil. So it's avoiding the Gemara. The only reason they didn't allow liquidized chelev fats is otu regular fat, otu if it's hard. And we'll see now how the Gemara asks the kasha rabba. Ani, v'amar Rav Bruno amar Rav chelev mehutach melted. On fat, or the insides of the dogim, of the fish that were melted. It's also used as oil. You can add a little shemen and be madig with it. So it's clear that even though chelev mehutach is aser, we said the reason why it's aser is because of gzeira, and it's still you add shemen to it, it works. So you see, klar kasha rabba. Zok the Gemara, no, rabba answers no, not true. Honey. These oils that are melted, they're good oils, they work by itself really. The case that Rav is talking about is the cases where the oils by itself are no good. And explains the Gemara Vaita, if the melted chelev lights well, so why was it also? Because he made a gzeira, a chelev mehutach, mishum chelev sheina mehutach. A gzeira otu chelev that's congealed. It didn't melt. And therefore, he's saying, really, this chelev mehutach really is good. It's just also because of a gzeira. So if you add shemen to it, it's good. Break the Gemara, okay, so why make a gzeira? Look, Zanami, b'chelev mehutach, b'chelev mehutach, b'chelev shemen, make a gzeira, even if you add a shemen, make a gzeira. If you allow this, they're going to use chelev mehutach. By itself, if you allow adding shemen to the fat, to the melted fat, they might use the melted fat by itself, like we said before. So tomorrow, no. But tomorrow says he gufa gzeira. The whole, even melted fat is really a mutter. Really, it's only a gzeira d'rabbanon. So when if you add shemen, when I say it's a gzeira otu out shemen, that's a gzeira l'gzeira already. He gufa gzeira. We're not nekev nixer gzeira l'gzeira. We're gonna make a gzera l'gzera of it. The whole thing is a gzera. It's all a gzera l'gzera. Zok to Gemara. Good. So that's what comes out from the Gemara. Rabbi says that if you mix shemen in, it's taka osur because it's a gzera otu if you don't mix shemen in. Besides, by chelev mehutach and those things, there you're allowed to add shemen. Why? Because even if you don't, it's only a gzera, and we don't make a gzera l'gzera. So the Gemara Vaita, a new Gemara. This Gemara is going to now say these wicks are Shaykhs to Reis HaMikdash, and then we're going to go Mitzvah Shem to Chanukah. Tani Ram Vachama, Psilois Ushmanim Sha'amru Chachamim, Eim Adigam Hem Shabbos. The Psilois, the wicks, and the oils, the fuels that we said are no good for Shabbos, they're also no good for Reis HaMikdash. Eim Adigam Hem B'Mikdash, which means for the Menorah. Mishum Shenema, in the Pasuk it says, L'Halois Ner Tamid. It says by Menorah Lashon Halas Er Tamid, and what do you see from there? Who Tani Love? Who Amalani explained? Kedei Shtei Shahavas Oilam Aleha. The flame has to rise by itself. Without any ticking, without any hatar, like Rashi says, you don't need to fix it at all. So it has to be a good wick like Shabbos and good oil like Shabbos. But Loish Tei Oila Aydid Avacha shouldn't have to need other tikkunim to help it out. So that's the Rama Chama's bringing down that the same din is by Beis Hamikdash. Also, you need the same dinim as Shabbos. Great thing about Akasha, tonight I'm learning to the Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah. When Bloy Nichse Kahanim and Minayim from the worn out pants of the Kahanim and from their belts, from the Avnatim, you know, Kohen Hed has four begodim. He has a pants, a belt, like a cloak, and a hat. So from his pants and from his belt, Hoyim Afgiim, Mehen, and Madlikin. They used to cut, you know, the ones that are worn out, they used to cut them to strips, and with that they lit in the base of Mikdash. So what do you see? You see, you light with the clothing. And Rashi explains that the belt, the avnet, was made out of kalayim, which was wool and flax. And wool, we said before, and the Gemara said before, in yesterday's Amid, that wool is not kosher for the neiros. It says hosifu aleihem. Before the Gemara says on base a chaf on base hosifu aleihem shel tzemer v'shel sa'ar. They can use tzemer. So here's a tzemer. How you let to use if Beis Hamikdash is the same din as Shabbos? How you let to use the avnetim of the kahanim? Ayah has wool in it, and wool is not allowed to be used. And Tosfos asks, Akasha, what do you mean? But it has flax in it. So if it has flax in it, maybe it's good without the flax. Ah, you tell me you mix two things? That's only a gzeira. There's no gzeira in the Beis Hamikdash, like the Maharam explains, because Kahanim's reason. So what's the problem? So Tosfos answers, it's only a quarter pishtun, that's too little. The flax is only a quarter. It's mostly wool. It's considered wool. A kaponim, the Gemara's Kasha is, you see a lot of light wool in the Beis Hamikdash. And for the Gemara, no, that Mishnah is talking about Simchas Beis HaSheva, Shani. Talking about Simchas Beis HaSheva. But Simchas Beis HaSheva, there is no din lahalis ner tamid, and therefore you can even use the pasul of wicks. So the Gemara, Vayit HaTashma, the Tani Rabba Masna, Big Dekuna Shabalu, Big Dekuna, they got worn out. Afkin Oysan, Umehem Oysan, Psilas HaMikdash. It means Psilas HaMikdash. And here it says Psilas HaMikdash, that means Padlakas Ner. So you see, Klar, that you could use the big dekuna, my love, the klayim. Aren't we talking about the clothing that's klayim, like an avne? So you see, you let a light in the Beis Hamikdash for the menorah. You let a light even for the menorah itself. You let a light with wool. And for the Gemara, loy the vutz. It means the other big dekuna. It doesn't say here, loshen mehem nehem, like before, which means the gartel. Here it says big dekuna. And big dekuna means the other big dekuna, the ones that are just made out of a pishta, made out of flax. And that, of course, is kosher to be a wick.